Hey, this is Adam Brown, and today I wanted to talk about Meta putting out some new updates to try to make the experience a little bit more comprehensive, user-friendly, and sort of TikTok-esque. I'll reference some articles here that I'll put in the show notes, but this sort of TikTokification, as they're putting it in social media today, is an effort to migrate people over to the platform that have become accustomed to TikTok. Some might just call it, you know, diversifying or optimizing the platform and trying to be sort of in vogue with what's current. But if you dig a little bit deeper, to me, it seems like creating more TikTok type features, just in case there's a ban or a for sale here, maybe they're hoping that they will migrate the people over to the platform, sort of the tried and true Meta platform, as opposed to seeking out new alternatives. My gut is there will not be a ban or a for sale, but you know, it does make sense that any platform is thinking about how can they onboard all or some of the users if something should happen on TikTok. It does seem like some of these features are like not really that newsworthy. On Facebook, they're gonna have a consistent full screen video player, so you'll have consistently all the videos in full screen like you see on TikTok. I think there's also the opportunity to turn your phone sideways if you're on a mobile device and then see it in landscape. I'm not sure how that translates from a creation point of view, optimizing for landscape and for vertical videos, but we'll definitely be testing that out as it rolls out. It's not fully rolled out yet for people, but in the show notes, I'll have a link where you can see what it looks like. So that's interesting on the Facebook front. Instagram has been testing a new feed called Blend, which is Reels recommendations based on Reels you've shared with friends and your Reels interests. So essentially, they're just trying to be a more integrated way to facilitate Reels sharing by tapping into the user behavior of sharing Reels via DM. It's not fully live testing yet, but as it rolls out, we'll definitely keep an eye on that and see if we think it's worthwhile. And then also an ability to comment on specific images within a carousel post. So the new option enables users to at mention the number of an image within a carousel to append their comment to that specific image or video. You see carousels as sort of an engaging way for brands and people to share life events or stories. And you know, we see some nice behavior in there where people are going through the carousels to get to the end, especially if you're strategic with your messaging. So now they're trying to make it easier where, you know, if you want to comment on image 5 in the carousel, you're able to do so as opposed to just commenting on the post. I think there's not a lot of upside there or nothing very memorable, but just another modification to make content and user behavior a little bit more engaging on the platform. So just thought I would share these. These are newer updates as we're in April. Nothing too newsworthy, but certainly worth paying attention to what all the platforms are doing while all this news is swirling and continues to gain a little bit of momentum around TikTok. That's it for today. I'll see you out in the field.